This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Cynthia Powell, last name P for Paul, O, W, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. First name Cynthia, C for Charlie, Y, N for Nancy, T for Tom, H for House, I for India, A for Apple. Date, April 17, 2026, period, new paragraph. She's a 40-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath, coma, fatigue, and tiredness, period. She gives history that she has about 15 to 16 steps in the house, and when she climbs up the stairs, she gets short of breath on reaching the top, period. She also says she does not do regular exercise, period. If she's asked to walk, she may be able to walk half to 1 mile without getting short of breath. But she does not do regular walking, period. She has noticed that over the last 4 years, her physical capacity is getting less and less. And plus, she's been noticing increased fatigue and tiredness, period. New paragraph. She also feels her extremities are somewhat cold. And after shower, she notices blotchy coloration of the lower extremity for a short duration. Blotchy, B for boy, L for Larry, O, T for Tom, C for Charlie, H for House, Y, period. She says her husband notices her to be pale, P for Paul, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe. And in the past, she has been diagnosed to have anemia, period. One other symptom she reports that if she is on phone with the right hand, phone, P-H-O-N-E, her right hand will start becoming numb, period. New paragraph. She gives history of sharp upper retrosternal chest pain, which can happen at any time and lasts for a few seconds, generally less than 30 seconds, period. She also feels short of breath with this sharp pain, period. The sharp pain is not frequent, period. No radiation and no accompanying features, period. History of edema of feet at times, period. New paragraph. No history of dizziness, syncope, coma, palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, period. No history of upper respiratory tract infection in last 3 months, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. Past history. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. History of mild hypercholesterolemia noted recently on the blood test, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy. She claims to be allergic to IV contrast agent, which causes hives. H for House, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe, S for Sam. And pre-treatment with Benadryl prevents the hives. Benadryl, B for boy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for Apple, D for David, R, Y, L for Larry, hives, H for House, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe, S for Sam, period. nipparagraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, and she does not use drug, period, nipparagraph. Family history, nothing significant, period. Grandfather on mother's side died of cerebrovascular accident at old age, period. Menstrual history, her menstrual periods are regular. Her last menstrual period started April 11, 2026, period. She has a one son, and it was a full-term normal delivery, period. The son is 21-year-old, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, no JVP or edema, period. There is mild calf tenderness on the left side, period. No Hohmann's sign, period, no lymphadenopathy, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal spedis, which are 4x4, and both posterior tibials are negative, not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 96 over 74 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line and normal in character, period. The S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and mid-systolic leak in the mid-left parasternal area, period. No S3, period, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. In the epigastric area, abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable, but this could be due to patient is very thin. T for Tom, H for House, I for India, N for Nancy, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG normal sinus rhythm, there is suggestion of incomplete right bundle branch block, period. Low voltage QRS complex, period. The axis, A for Apple in capital letter, X, I for India, S for Sam is minus 60 degree, period. And low voltage QRS complexes, but no other significant abnormality noted, period. The patient previous EKG done in primary care physician office raised the possibility of old septal myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph, analysis in view of progressive shortness of breath with fatigue and tiredness, plan is to do echocardiogram, which also to evaluate for mitral valve prolapse and cardiomyopathy, period. In the meantime, with the EKG finding of previous septal myocardial infarction in PCP's office, P for Paul, C for Charlie, P for Paul, in capital letters, patient is requested to have coronary calcium score, and she is also advised to have ultrasound studies of the both lower extremity veins for deep vein thrombosis period. In the meantime, patient is advised to gradually increase activity by starting walking period. New paragraph. The patient is a housewife, period. Her height is 5 feet 4 inch, period. Her weight is 120 pound, period. Her weight generally varies between 115 to 120 pound, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath. Next line number two, atypical chest pain. Next line number three, increasing fatigue and tiredness. Next line number four, mild hypercholesterolemia, period. Number five, mitral valve prolapse clinically, period. Next line number six, history of edema of feet at times, period. Etiology unclear, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.